This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Strangers on a Bridge by Louise Mangos. Read by Isabella Inchbold.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. April. I wouldn't normally exercise on the weekend, but several days of continuous spring rain had hampered my attempts to run by the Egerisse near our home during the week. The lake had brimmed over onto my regular running paths, turbid waters frothy with alpine meltwater. The sun came out that morning, accompanied by a cloudless blue sky I wanted to dive into. Simon knew I was chomping at the bit. He let me go, encouraging me to run for everyone's peace of mind. He would go cycling later with a group of friends when I returned home for domestic duties. I chose a woodland track from the lowlands near the town of Bar and planned to run up through the Lortzer Gorge beside the river, continuing along the valley to home. A local bus dropped me at the turnoff to the narrow limestone canyon, and I broke into a loping jog along the gravel lane, which dwindled to a packed earthen trail. Sunlight winked through the trees, fluorescent with new leaf shoots, and the forest canopy at this time of day shaded much of the track. The swollen river gushed at my side. Branches still dripped from days of dampness as the sun dried.